The headlines from California haven't been good. More than 6 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, the state now has the most cases in the country. California National Guard soldiers are stationed in nursing homes across the state, doing everything from taking care of both residents' daily and medical needs to rearranging furniture and disinfecting facilities hit hard by the virus. Over 200 medical personnel have responded. They've been in 25 nursing homes, 2 hospitals, and 2 other medical centers since the virus hit the Golden State.
It's unexpected. A bunch of people get exposed, and then they call the state and say, hey, we need help.
Colonel James Ward is the joint surgeon for the state National Guard. He says the teams deployed at skilled nursing facilities are called rapid medical strike teams with around 8 to 10 people.
Medical doctors, physician assistants, physical therapists, respiratory therapists, even behavioral health, and a bunch of field medics.
Early on in the pandemic, they had as many as 13 teams spread across the state as healthcare facilities scrambled to staff up against the virus. Now, as staffing demands have eased, it's down to 5. Ward says in general, these strike teams stay at a location for 72 hours to 6 days to get them over the staffing crunch.
Once they're stable and they're good to go, we literally reset and we wait for the next mission.
Captain Serenity Holden oversees a team that runs mobile COVID-19 testing centers across the state. These mobile teams have done around 20,000 tests so far. I reach Holden at the hotel where she and her team isolate themselves when not on duty. They've been hotel living since the beginning of May.
I was definitely not expecting this to be a long-term assignment.
And no one did. But now Holden is stationed in Sacramento County, operating a high-demand drive-through testing site.
There's been lines before we got there, and we hit our maximum capacity within 2 hours.
Her team also set up pop-up testing sites at more than 40 nursing homes.
They have been so locked away from everyone so that everyone seems so very happy to get some interaction with people.
But she says not everyone is happy to see soldiers in uniform on their streets and in their nursing homes.
We've had some people say we're a little worried about, are you guys going to show up in tanks? Are you going to show up with guns?
Holden says her team of soldiers who swab people for the virus try to be less intimidating. Their uniforms, for example,
they're basically pajamas. We don't have a bunch of guns.
But they do have a lot of personal protective gear.
N95 masks, face shields, gowns, the whole nine.
The Department of Defense says over 3,000 National Guard soldiers across the country have tested positive for COVID-19. In California, Colonel James Ward says they've had better luck.
It's not been a excessive amount any different from what's going on in the community. We monitor that closely.
But the virus shows few signs of slowing down here. Just recently, California, for the first time, hit more than 150 COVID-19 deaths in a single day. In Los Angeles, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.